Now we're going to discuss how important laser hair therapy is and how it works to extend the hair growth phase. Laser hair therapy has been used for decades for wound healing because it increases ATP, which stands for adenosine triphosphate, and it causes live cells to proliferate, to turn over, to heal, to function better. And for hair, it has been scientifically proven to extend the anagen hair growth phase and reduce the catagen and telogen phase of hair growth. Now, you're very familiar with the catagen and telogen phase of hair growth because that's when your hair just doesn't grow and sheds out. So we want to reduce that while we increase the growing phase, the anagen hair growth phase. So I really want my members to try to learn these three terms: anagen, catagen, and telogen. Anagen is when the hair is growing. Catagen is where it just rests and retracts. Doesn't fall out, it doesn't grow, it just sits there. Telogen is where it actually sheds out. And typically, after that hair sheds out, then a new hair comes in right behind it, and the three-phase cycle starts all over again. Every single hair on your head is in one of these three phases all the time. So when your hair is shedding out, it's in a telogen phase. And if it's a massive amount, much more than you're used to, that is cause for concern, especially if it lasts for more than 2 weeks. It needs to be addressed as soon as you start to notice hair loss. So what, again, we're going to utilize laser hair therapy because we know that it's going to force the live cells to proliferate, and it's going to extend that anagen hair growth phase and reduce the catagen and telogen phase. But you need to understand, it doesn't happen overnight. It starts to happen overnight as soon as you start to consistently use laser therapy, but you've got to do it just as with as much vigor and commitment as you would your workout. If you want it to actually work and do what you want it to do, you've got to do it. Be all in. Set your calendar. Put the time in there. You'll be much more likely to actually complete it if you do that. Make an appointment with yourself. Whatever your trichologist recommends, if it's 2 times a week, 1 time a week, 3 times a week, whatever it is, but it's never more than 3 times a week. While we're trying to actively get hair to regrow, and when we're trying to get those telogen phases to reduce, typically we're going to have you using the laser device 3 times a week. It needs to be consistent, and you don't ever want to utilize it on consecutive days. Typically, I recommend my clients use Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Because when you get used to doing it, it's so simple to do while you're just watching TV or doing some work on the computer or something like that, where you're not really having to move around a whole lot. But the more consistent you are, the better the results. And how we're going to get maximum results from laser hair therapy is we're going to be utilizing our scalp prep therapy to ensure that your hair follicle openings are open and clear. Then we're going to be utilizing an effective DHT blocker in the DHT inhibiting therapy. You're going to take it in the morning, and you're going to take it at night. You're going to protect those cells 24 hours a day because, remember, it's in and out of your system very quickly, so you want to take it in the morning and then again at night. And then while you're utilizing laser therapy, you're going to utilize the correct night treatment. So important. Think about it. We're going to be blocking DHT, stimulating hair follicles to grow 24 hours a day. And when you combine these measures with laser hair therapy, you improve your results exponentially.